Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus really don't please us, you're right, and he really don't see us, You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right, you wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right. Look, you got it all wrong if you think I'ma sing Jesus another sad love song. This is where I belong, I'm in his bosom, right where God wants me to be. Thank you for opening my eyes so I can clearly see. I see all the evil attacks from the enemy, but I'm pro Christ, so the enemy ain't no friend for me. Destroy Jesus, you're right, you couldn't do it then. Now you in this day and age like you got a chance to win. Everybody screaming out God, but won't scream out Jesus. Satan trying to do what he can, so we don't believe this, receive this. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Believe it or not, there's no other way except through Christ. You wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right, you wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right, the devil's already defeated, and Jesus won't be. He conquered death, got out that grave because of you and me. I love him too, I'ma live for him until the day that I die. The world is crazy, we'll understand it better by and by. They say if you wanna preach Jesus, then go to church. But Jesus says go into the world where most of my people are hurt. They say one final blow will destroy Jesus all the way. Just don't forget that Jesus' Father might have something to say. I'm his brother saying something, got more brothers and sisters. Hope he have even more because of some of you listeners. Don't forget, Christ died for us so we can live for him. Just come to him as you are because he won't condemn. You wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right, you wanna get rid of Jesus. You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right.
I mean business. Father's business. Kingdom business. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. When I first started off in this walk with my Savior, I didn't know years later I would be in divine favor with God, but humans be hating real hard cause they don't understand that it's a new face in the yard. Don't hate on me, just try to do what I do cause I'm serious about my walk with Christ. Now what about you? You looking down your nose at me like you the judge. I did nothing to you, so why you holding the grudge? But whatever the case may be, I'm still gonna walk with Christ and I'ma serve him to the full for the rest of my life. Don't judge a book by his cover, we don't fight flesh and blood. Is that really what you mean, man? Where is the love?
I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I'm back at you, Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing me through. Help me to stay focused based on you and do what
focus
I got
you,
to
focus.
Do. I'm winning souls for your kingdom, reaching out to the youth. If they want to keep me out the church, then I'll preach from this booth. Cause I can see a rock crying out in my place. Thank you, Jesus, every time for pleading my case. I need you every day of my life to lead me down the right path. And I don't want to be healed when Father pulls out his wrath on mankind because we rejected you in the worst of ways. And black folks, I guess we forgot how you were with us when we were slaves. But what do? We blame you like it's your fault. Like you didn't have the power to bring the bondage to a halt. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be your star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yup, you'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yup, you'll take you real, real far.
I mean business. Continue, Father, to lead and guide me at an altitude that many may find difficult to fly. As I spread my wings and soar like eagles that glide. And no matter how high I fly, I know just stay by my side. I'm gonna run and not be weary, as well as walking, I think. Doing all that I can, not worrying about what I can't. I'm not bowing to nothing or nobody else but you. Taking the stand like the Hebrew boys did for you too. I know you bring me out the fire unharmed and not burned. They were in the fire praising you, and now it's my turn. Continue to hold me up and build my character and my faith. And thank you for the promise you gave me inside your amazing grace.
I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yup, he'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yup, he'll take you real, real far.
Check 1212. Who's cracking? How are you? You are tuning to the Hip-Hop Mr. Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Today's topic, lying or lying. Simple, huh? But y'all know it ain't just that simple. Lying or lying. Jesus Christ, the Lord, is also the Lion of Judah and the Lamb of God.
Sorry about that. Hold on, we getting it together. Mic check. Sorry about that. Mic check. 1212. Sorry about that. We up in here though. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. What's happening? Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Thank you again for tuning in. Today's topic: lying or lion. Lying or lion. Jesus Christ, the Lord, is also the Lion of Judah and the Lamb of God. Yeah, Jesus Christ, the Lord, he is also the Lion of Judah and the Lamb of God. This episode, well, just tune in. Appreciate you being here. God got this. Hallelujah. To the King of Kings. Is that right? The wicked flees when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. And that's Proverbs 28:1. Stop believing the lies of Satan. Stop believing the lies of Satan. Hey, scratch the record. Hold on. Let's get it right. Yes, sir. Mic check. We in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis. I just want to tell you, stop believing the lies of Satan. Stop fooling around with the lies of Satan. Stop living the lies of Satan and start following the Lion of Judah. Yeah. Follow the Lion of Judah. Satan been lying to you. He lied to me too. He deceived the whole world. He painted the wrong picture of Jesus. But that's our fault if we never get to know Jesus for ourselves and believe in the lies of Satan. Mm-mm, we ain't going to do that. Yeah, somebody said, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to stop believing the lies. And I'm going to get into the truth for myself. Everybody got access to the Bible. You know, the Bible everywhere. It's a few countries, small countries, or, you know, cross seas that may not have access to it like that. But the Bible, the Word of God, is going all over the world. So it's going to get there. If it hasn't got there already. Because people still asking for donations for Bibles over there anyway. And I'm quite sure you're sending them, aren't you? Oh, okay. But yeah. Time to stop believing the lies of Satan and start following the Lion of Judah. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Contact info, whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. Instagram at Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. At Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. Facebook, Joshua is Messenger Grant. Yeah, Joshua is Messenger Grant on Facebook. Today's topic, lying or lion? Mm-hmm. Stop believing the lies of Satan. Start listening to and start following the Lion of Judah. Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for another opportunity to come together, Father, to worship you in the spirit and in the truth, to praise you as well, Father. Hallelujah. Yeah, and to thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for another opportunity to come together to hear your word. Let us hear and you make us doers. Yeah, let us become doers of your word, Father. Let us love. Jesus, you said we'll know your disciples by the love that they show. Let us show your love, or you show forth your love through us. And Father, you display your power through us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. We ask for forgiveness right now from you, because we all fall short. We all have sinned. We all come short of your glory. So thank you. We ask for forgiveness. We receive forgiveness. And we thank you for forgiveness from you. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Yeah, we in the building. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, lying or lion. Kind of sound alike, but they're nothing alike. Yeah, think about a lion. Mm-hmm. A lion. Because by the time we finish this broadcast, y'all gonna hear the lion roar. He gonna roar so loud, we gonna have so much, faith in Jesus Christ. We ain't gonna even be thinking about the lion. The lying Satan. Yeah, the lying devil. Oh, I say, you could lying lion. Close. Not the same at all. Yeah, so we going to hear the lion roar. The lion going to roar, and he going to make our faith roar back. Yes, sir. Make our faith roar because of him. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, we are interactive worldwide broadcast. We are interactive worldwide broadcast. Over here, we pray. You can get prayer too if you need it. We worship. We're about to get into that in a few. We praise. Mm-hmm. That's coming up too. We got them scriptures on deck. Yeah, that's coming up too. Yes, sir. Get our problem solved by doing. Yeah. Hearing and doing. Hearing and doing the word. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah. Get our problem solved by doing. This is faith and works, or faith and action. That's how I like to say it. Faith and action. Faith without works, faith without action is dead. But faith and action, now we're in the building. See, if you come to God, it's impossible to please him if you don't have faith. I'm just going to read it. I'm going to read the scripture. And then we're going to move right along. Appreciate everybody tuning in. But it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Him is God. Without faith, you can't even please him. It's impossible. So you got to start off with faith. That's what the Bible is about. The word of God is all about faith, your faith being in the right place, which is in God. For he or she that comes to God, whoever comes to God, must believe that he is. Got to believe that he is. Believe that he is God, right? Believe that he is present. Believe that he is watching. And that he is a rewarder. And that he is a rewarder as well. He rewards those that diligently seek him. Are you diligently seeking him? That means going after God on purpose, not just calling on God when it's convenient, or not just calling on God out of religion, or not just calling on God when you need him. And guess what? You should call on God when you need him, because guess what? You need him every moment of your life. Uh-oh. The Holy Ghost is preaching up in here already. That's what he do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God got this. God got us. We need him every day, every moment, every night. Every moment of our life, every breath we breathe. Guess whose breath that is? You thought it was yours. The science told you that's oxygen and carbon dioxide. They told me that too. But the Bible lets us know the truth that's over all man, that, you know, it's the breath of life that's in you. That's what you're breathing in and breathing out. The breath of life. Not death, the breath of life. God breathed into us the breath of life. So, yeah. We go live. We record live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We be on that Hip Hop and Jesus, you know, Teaching Tuesdays. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right? Saturdays, we be on here. The times are switching up now because got one of my daughters that's playing soccer. You know what I'm talking about? So her games be on Saturday, but we still up through here, ain't we? Yeah, we still up through there. So we go live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Topics from the all-knowing one. Like I said, right now that time is changing, fluctuating, going up, down, wherever. Because of the soccer season. But it's all good. It's all God. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. And now we get into this part of the broadcast, which God loves. You know what I'm talking about? We need to learn to love it and learn to do it. Because this is what he made us for. Just like he made the angels to worship and praise him, he made you and me to worship and praise him too. The angels worshiping and praising him from heaven where he at. We are created to worship and praise God from the earth where he put us at. And then Satan come out here and try to steal God's worship, try to steal God's praise by keeping us distracted and getting us to do whatever against God, see? But that Holy Spirit is here too. And that's the one who pushes Satan back and pushes Satan out of the way and pushes Satan down so we can stomp him out. Yeah, submit to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. But you got to submit to God first. So, yeah, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. It's time to worship God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Today's topic, lying or lying? Get it? Yeah. The lying, always lying. Satan, always lying. Or lion. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. Yes, sir. Appreciate you tuning in. Let's worship, though, and praise. God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth, appreciate you being here, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen.
Bread of life, sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the
living
word.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
King, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you. Oh,
just to be close to you.
Come on, sing it like you mean it.
Just to be close to you.
To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, is my desire.
Everybody singing.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, hey.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, hey.
Just to be close to you.
So glad speaking just to me.
Jesus.
What a God, what a God.
Jesus.
Buddha couldn't do it for you.
Jesus.
Confucius couldn't do it either. God is.
Jesus.
He's God all by himself.
boxes, because I got Jesus.
Jesus.
When I think of his goodness and what he's done.
Jesus.
When I think of his goodness and what he's done.
Jesus.
Look at him, boy, son. I gotta give him glory.
Jesus.
Jesus. Bless the Lord. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory. Hey, glory.
You are tuned into, or should I say, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, we worship and we praise God, Abba Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Yeah, that's what it be like. You know what I'm talking about? You in there? We in there. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Appreciate you. Everybody, appreciate you tuning in, however you tuned in. Appreciate you being here. Today's topic is lying or lying. He lying. That's lying. He be lying, man. Satan be lying. Satan be lying, man. Man, that's a big old lying, man. See? Yeah. Sound the same. We say it the same sometimes, but be talking about two different things. Lying or lion? Jesus Christ, the Lord, is also the Lion of Judah, and he's the Lamb of God. So he is worthy of all the praise, man. And we thank you, Jesus, and we thank you, God, our Father, for sending your only begotten Son. Yes, resurrecting him, doing what you're doing now through him, to us and through us, and for doing what you did for us, yeah, reconciling us back to you. Hallelujah. We in there. We in there. We are in there. We're just going to go to the next segment of the broadcast, which is the Joshua's Wall segment. And I might shouldn't be putting this, playing this music right now because I got an issue. But however the spirit leading, that's how we going to do this. You know what I'm talking about? So we're going to go ahead and go to the knock them down part of the broadcast, the Joshua's Wall. The God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that us humans have. If we give it to God, the problem solver that is very concerned with everything that we are concerned with, He should be concerned with what he's concerned with too. But he's very concerned about his human creation. His mind is full of us. You know what I'm talking about? And he saw the problems for us. And he, you know, straightened out the issues of life for us. So God versus any of your issues, any of your problems, any of your concerns, you humans. If you let God handle it, he'll bring victory for you, put it like that. Bring you to victory, and he'll bring victory for you. Bring victory to you, make you victorious. Also, I'm about to play my theme music in a minute. I'm thinking I'm about to play it, but that background music sounds so good. Yes, sir, Jesus. Nothing like the name of Jesus, man. And when you know him, and when the choir know him, see? And when the singers know him, and when the musicians know him, yes, sir. When the believers know him, Jesus. It's a difference in just saying his name and when you know him and say his name. That power is coming. When you know him and you say his name, power comes. So say Jesus. Mm-hmm. You can't even say it without power when you know him. So yeah, thin skin, itching ears. Here is your chance to leave, go do something else with yourself, or repent. Leave or repent and stay in here and get faith in God like us. Hear what he's saying and do what he is saying. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man. God versus the issues of life. And I'm about to find the theme music here. Where's my theme music? I'm in the region. I got to play the theme music so the itching ears and the thin skin, easily offended folks, can either get their minds out of here or get ready. Yeah, get ready for Jesus themselves. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah. Here goes theme music, y'all. Hold on. God versus the issues of life.
Hey! Yeah! Come on!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all subsequent witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that go boom are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attain at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school. But now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible
yep.
is unreliable.
Miseducation, that's what they do. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to the real teachers, though. Much love to the real principals and real, you know, folks in us that's trying to make a difference for real in this young folks' lives. And y'all young folks, y'all better cut that crap out, man. I'm rebuke that spirit, that devil spirit that's trying to make y'all act like Satan, though. I'm talking about misbehaving for no reason. Yeah, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus right here, right now. I rebuke it off for the younger generation, whatever the root is, Father. Whoever is making this stuff up, especially on this TikTok, Father. Whoever is making it up, I pray that you crush it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you are able. But if you have another reason or another thing you want to do with it, your will be done, Father. Whatever your will is, let it be done unto you. Yeah, stupid parents with stupid children. If you don't correct your children, then they got a system that they call the correctional system that will abuse your children. And you don't correct your children, and they go in these schools and they tear up stuff and do all this crazy stuff, and it's costing you. It's going right back to you because you didn't discipline your children. You didn't discipline them. Mm-hmm. Going back to you. Sometimes children that have parents that don't play, they get caught up in the mix too, and they know they're going to get in trouble though. To you, you get in trouble at school and at the house though. See? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, man. Quit acting stupid. So like I said,
stupid parents raising stupid children. Why I'm calling people stupid? Because the Bible says he who, and it goes for she too, whoever hates correction is stupid. Now what? I wouldn't say it if the Bible didn't back it up, or if I didn't get it from the Bible first. He who hates correction is stupid. Google it, just like that. Yeah. He who hates correction is stupid. It's a proverb. You hate correction? How can you grow if you hate correction? You stupid. That's what the Bible, God ain't playing with us, man. You know, forget that soft, crazy picture that the religious world painted of Jesus Christ. You better pick your Bible up and see who God really is for yourself. Get to know God for yourself. Yeah, we on that saved, not soft stuff. Yeah, that's what we on. We on the kingdom of God. Jesus gives us the authority over all the power of the devil. So what we look like being timid or afraid of Satan when God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind? Yeah. What we look like being afraid of Satan and backing down to Satan when greater is he that's in us. The Christ Jesus that's in us is greater than the Satan that's influencing this world. So here, let's get into my issue for today. Some of y'all know that I had a little YouTube archive. You see what I'm saying? I had a little YouTube archive. I ain't even, you know, studying YouTube like that. You know what I mean? But they wanted to, the issue is they wanted to, the last broadcast that we did last weekend, the world is turning into hell. They want to flag that somebody said something or whatever, however it was. But YouTube banned that video footage. You see what I'm saying? So, this is my issue. And I'm just going to call it, rest in peace, YouTube. How about that? Nah, how about that? Yeah. Strike one. Don't give me a strike. I'm boy, you ain't got a chance to give me nothing. Your strikes don't count. Anyway, you see what I'm saying? You just was a little something in my in this ministry, in my life, but in this ministry that I've given my life to God, so it's really his ministry. You were just a little, I was just using that as a little tool, YouTube. I ain't studying y'all. Because in a minute, God going to flip it, and then y'all be coming and looking for me, huh? Wanting me to be on YouTube. Nah, I ain't studying y'all, cuz. Oh, we flagged your broadcast, cuz. You said something about the vaccine, and we don't allow you to say nothing about the vaccine when we have experts. Blah, blah, blah. I'm an expert in my field, too. Uh-oh. I live on this earth, too. I don't have to agree with you. I don't have to agree with something just because people are full of fear. You see what I'm saying? I'm full of faith in God. I do my research just like who? Yeah, the World Health Organization. I do my research just like who? Maybe even more and better research because I know the one who created us all. Uh-oh. Yeah. I know the one who created us all. Having a conversation with one of my folks the other day, I'm talking about, man, I'm talking about the one who created us. Oh, so it was my sister, and she said, what'd she say? She said about the body parts. She said, I was just blown away by our body and the human body, how God made us. And think about it, God worked on the whole human, but then we got a foot doctor. Uh-oh. We got a dentist, a teeth doctor, a tooth doctor, right? We got an ophthalmologist, the eye doctor, see? God work on your whole body, but we got to work on the body in parts. I was like, ooh, I said, boy, that's some real stuff. That's real. No matter how smart and intelligent we are, all this studying we've been doing for all these years, still got to work on the body in pieces. Heal the body in pieces. Go to this specialist. Come here, and we'll recommend you to this other. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. But God said, I'll take care of your whole body. I'll take care of your whole spirit. I'll take care of your whole soul, your heart. I created everything in you and about you, yeah. I love you. Who are you? You see what I'm saying? Who are you? Don't muzzle the ox while he's treading it down, cuz. Who are you? 2020, it wasn't even no vaccine. What the heat's wrong with y'all? What the hell is going on with you? Okay, 2020 wasn't even no vaccine. Why are you tripping now? And then 2021, we see that the vaccine ain't even working. I guess that is that not my expert? Well, I see the vaccine ain't working. They call it breakthrough cases. That's the proof. Oh, the coronavirus broke through the vaccine because they were fully vaccinated. So we see the vaccine is not working, but then also we see that y'all still trying to push the vaccine so hard. What's up with that, huh? Y'all got YouTube blocking us for talking about a freaking vaccine? Huh? For telling how we feel and how we understand about the vaccine? Y'all want to call it, just because we not agreeing with y'all, y'all want to call it, anti-vaxxers or misinformation. That's what they want to say. My information is not missing nothing. If my information coming from the Word of God, and it sure is coming from the Word of God. Yeah, I live on this earth too. Somebody say, I live here too. And I don't have to agree with you. He's a God, don't even, y'all talking about God desire for all of us to be on one accord and agree with each other, and that don't even happen with him. So how the heathen y'all think y'all finna do it, humans? Man? Stupid humans. That's what you are. I don't care how old you are. Talk about the old fart last time. Look how old y'all is, man. Y'all ain't... I ain't say it. But yeah, man. I'm gonna let you know, in case you don't know, you got the freedom of speech. You might not have the freedom of speech on these other little platforms, though. That's why you have to get your own website, I guess. But they own that too. So you just have to do whatever God tell you to do. However he wants you to get this word out, get it out. You go back to preaching on the streets like we used to. You see what I'm saying? Because it don't stop. Even when the casket drop, it don't stop, because the spirit of truth is here. This is God's earth. You know what I'm talking about? So you do have the right to articulate your opinions and your ideas without retaliation. You know what I'm talking about? Censorship or legal penalty. All right? You do have the right to articulate your opinions and ideas. I got the right too. This is our freedom of speech right, in case people don't know. Freedom of speech and the right to freedom of expression of ideas, including those that may be deeply offensive to others. You see what I'm saying? Now, YouTube put all kind of crap on there. But y'all got a problem with somebody preaching the word of God, bringing the truth, the spirit of truth, using me. So you got a problem with God, though. You got all kind of, y'all know YouTube got all kind of crap. Come on. Somebody say it with me. Say YouTube got all kind of crap. Yes, sir. It got all the kind of crap on it. But y'all go take a video off for talking the truth about a vaccine. Because y'all trying to cover up and lie and make people believe the lies about a vaccine, cuz. This is America, right? It's going to always be America till God tear it up. Because in the spiritual, it was Jerusalem, now it's Babylon. Everybody babbling, but over here, this ain't no babble, cuz. This is the spirit of truth in the still small voice that can get loud, because Jesus is the Lion of Judah, and y'all going to make him roar, and he going to shake the whole earth and move the mountains out of their places. Islands out of their places, gonna pull the sky back and move the stars and moon out of its places. This is the word of God that all of this is based on and coming from. Now, if you gonna listen to man, that's you. But somebody do it like me and say like me, say it with me or after me, that I'm gonna listen to God. I'm gonna listen to God. Yeah, you live on this earth too. Earth too. Don't give your free will over to them. Okay, you got the freedom of expression. You got the freedom of speech. It don't matter if they deeply offended by it or not. But this freedom of speech protects you from the government coming to do you like YouTube does. But maybe the government is controlling YouTube. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, got all kind of crap, all kind of Satan stuff on there, though. I bet you can pull up all kind of Satan stuff on YouTube. But when somebody put on a broadcast, well, when God put a broadcast on there calling it and letting the folk know the world is turning into hell, then it's a problem. That's my little archive. That was my archive, but I ain't studying YouTube no more, though. This is rest in peace, YouTube, to me. You know what I'm talking about? May God crush the whole YouTube. Yep. Mm-hmm. Crush all of it. I ain't studying it. Hey, you got a problem with the kingdom? Hey, we got authority over you, so crush you. You thought you was getting rid of me? Nah. Crush you. You didn't know you hurt yourself. That's what happened. You reject Jesus, you mess yourself up, cuz. Because guess who you got to see at the end of your life? Guess who the judge is? Jesus Christ. You done rejected Jesus all your life. You done died. Now guess who you got to see? Jesus Christ. Guess what Jesus is going to say? Depart from me. I never knew you. If you know Jesus, you good. To live is Christ. To die is gain. We here, well done, good and faithful servant. Get your behind on up in here and celebrate. From the moment you get up in there, I'm talking about until, because it ain't going to end. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yeah, this is better than hell. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah. I give the truth based on God's word. Y'all want the truth? Here go the scripture. This for YouTube, and this for all the wicked, and this for everybody that forget God. Okay? And to remind us not to forget God. Psalm 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell. That's why I get the world is turning into hell. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Psalms 9:17. Man did not write this because this whoops man behind. That's how you know man didn't write the Bible. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something else right quick that God just let me know. Well, I was just thinking just before, while the broadcast was going on. Yeah, you know Jesus is black because Jesus was hung on a tree. I was listening to the worship song when Fred Hammond was saying, you died on a tree. And I'm like, okay, white folk don't die on trees, but they show up, you don't hang niggers on trees. Don't. Okay, all right, so Jesus is black. There you go. Now, I said it. What? He was in a black body. Now what? Mm-hmm. Do it matter? No. His bloodshed, that matter? Yes. And then again, it do matter because God did put him in a black body for a reason. Now what? Mm-hmm. This ain't black or white. Shout out, we in America. Let's keep it real, real. America been hating on the black man for too goddamn long. So I ain't studying the bullshit stuff over here. I'm not studying it, man. We sons of God. Sons of God. If it's offensive to you, that's you. But I guarantee you what I'm saying ain't offensive to my God, because it's him that's living through me and speaking through me. They let them demons come into them. I'm going to let Jesus live in me. He's wrong with y'all up in this mud, man. Showing your behind for Satan. Yeah, but then we got something that's greater than Satan. Jesus Christ. Get this Jesus. The wicked. And everybody that forget God, all nations that forget God, shall be turned into hell. Now what? Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. It's like the homosexuals, the LGBTQ, whatever. Okay, yeah, I ain't respecting y'all prideful selves. No. They want to tell you, well, you don't agree with me, then that means you hate me. Well, if you don't agree with me and you don't agree with Jesus, that means you hate Jesus, right? You hate God, right? I'm not studying y'all. Okay. I live on this earth too. If I got to put up with y'all foolishness, y'all got to put up with this foolishness. That really is not foolishness, but it's foolishness to y'all who don't believe. That's going to get turned into hell. Now what? And then hell gets thrown into the lake of fire. Yeah. To YouTube, may God crush you and everybody that's a part of YouTube, unless you repent. Mm-hmm. That's what this about. Yeah. I don't know what y'all thought, bruh. Jesus is not soft. He is the lamb. He's humble. And he is the lion. Think about the lion. Think about it. The lion ain't just walk around roaring. When he roar, it's a reason. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is greater than a lion, though. The next verse I'm going to read, then we're going to get into these scriptures for the day, man. I'm ready. We ready. Mm-hmm. We ready. Hallelujah. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. We on the issues of life. I'm just getting my issue off my chest. You know what I'm talking about? Chopping it up with the sword. The next part that I'm going to read, the next scripture I'm going to read, is the sword of the spirit. Let me chop it up some more. It says, and whoever shall not receive you. Mm-hmm. Whoever? Well, for YouTube, too. And this is for everybody who follow Christ. Whoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. I told you, that wasn't nothing but an archive for me. YouTube is not big to me. You see what I'm saying? So that was just an archive. Just, okay, here goes some video, y'all, you know, YouTube, since it's popular to man. I mean, here you go, a little video. So I ain't studying it. So it says, shake the dust off. If they reject you because of your witness of Christ, whoever shall not receive you nor hear your words when you depart out of that house, I done left YouTube. When you depart out of that house, when you depart out of that city, shake off the dust of your feet, because that dust going to be a witness. That video that they took off going to be a witness that the truth came to YouTube. Yeah, the truth came to YouTube. I ain't saying I'm the only one, but I'm just saying I'm the one that's went through this right here and talking about it myself. So, yeah, man. So, yeah, that's out of here. That was Matthew 10 and 14. All right, just crushed it. Rest in peace. No, no, no. Forget peace. I was saying it wrong. Thank you, Father. Ain't no rest in peace. Rest in problems. How about that? But we got the problem solver. Yeah. Rest in problems, YouTube. You don't reject no son of God. They go for humans, too. You don't reject the son, Jesus. And then you don't reject us that follow Jesus. It's time out for that. I don't care if nobody else don't use this authority. I'm going to use this authority that was given to me over Satan, and I'm not going to use it over people. I'm going to use it on Satan. Jesus gave us the authority over all the power of the devil. And if the devil that strong, guess how much authority you got? It's even stronger. You know what I'm talking about? He ain't strong anyway. He weak. God is the strong one. Lying. Or lying. Lying. Satan be lying. Or lion. Jesus is the lion. Let's go. 1 John. Let's get into the scriptures. Appreciate everybody. Everybody tuning in. 1 John. Chapter 2. 1 John. Chapter 2. Today's topic. Lying or lion. 1 John. Chapter 2. Starting at verse 21. 1 John, toward the back of the Bible, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, there's three of them right there. Those are the one with the one in front of it, 1 John, then you find the big number 2, okay? And then you find the little number 21, that's where we start at. 1 John, chapter 2, verse 21, and it says, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth. I'm not writing to you because you don't know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. I'm writing to you, not because you don't know the truth, but I'm writing to you because you do know the truth, and that no lie is of the truth. So this is to stir up our faith even more. Look at the next verse. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22 says, who is a liar? Who that one that be lying? Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? It's a lot of things and a lot of ways that humans deny that Jesus is the Christ. You could think about it. Look at the way we live as a whole. Just look at the world. Put it like that. Does the world look more like heaven or hell? Okay, all right, forget that. Does the world behave more like heaven or hell? They're behaving like angels or behaving like Satan? Let me help you out. They're behaving like Satan because they got Lucifer. You can watch that on Netflix. They got evil that comes on a channel on TV. The head touched by an angel. How long ago that was? The head, Highway to Heaven. How long ago that was? Because they made a song called Highway to Hell. So, yeah. Lying or lying? 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist. It's a lot of Antichrist already. Whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ, whoever denies that Jesus is the Lord, he is Antichrist. Look at how they deny. They ain't got to deny it out their mouth. They deny with their behavior. Look at the actions. Look at the church. Ran like Jesus is not the Christ. They ran like Jesus is not the Lord. Not all churches. I got to continue and much love, Father, and continue to bless those pastors who did not close their church. who did not close your church, should I say. That's the only way your church stayed open during 2020 and 2021. That's the only way it stayed open, because you know that's God's house. Hallelujah to the real pastors. Appreciate you. Hallelujah to God and to the real pastors. Appreciate you. Much love and much blessings from God our Father, whatever you need to continue to bring the kingdom of God where you at. May it be unto you in Jesus' name. Know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Take it on to them, angels. Deliver it on to them. Mm-hmm. But as no, go back. As a hold, but that was just a few churches. You probably couldn't even find one in your city. You abuse that Abraham thing. Is there, what if there's 50 righteous churches? Are there 50 righteous churches? Are there 50 open churches? And he went all the way down to 10 or 5, I believe. What if it's 5 righteous? God said, I spread a whole city for 5. Some of these cities got tore up. His folk, Haiti got tore up, man. They whole country tore up. They got to leave. And then the good old U.S. of A., under Satan's authority, like, my, y'all ain't coming over here. We going to put these trucks right here and block y'all. Like, bro, y'all some evil, evil folks in America, man. But act like y'all love. We love everybody. Everybody can make it. Come over to America. But not y'all black folks, huh? Because everybody, most of them black, right? Hey, Haitians coming over here? Say it right. The others, I said say it right. Niggers coming over here? Yeah, that what they... Biden, he's white, but he ain't president. Look, he blocking the cheesy too. He ain't unblocking nothing. Kamala Harris, she black and Asian. She ain't doing cheesy either. They blocking the whole thing, man. Yeah, misinformation there. Yeah, I get this from the news y'all put on TV. You see what I'm saying? So how you gonna tell me I ain't telling the truth? What I'm saying is based on facts and the truth as well. They lying though. I'm lying. Yes, sir. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 22, let me read it again. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? I ain't no liar, because this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. When hip-hop meets Jesus the Christ, we represent. But he is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son, refusing to admit the truth. Those are liars. They refusing to admit it. They know it, but they ain't going to admit it. They'll rather admit lies to you. This is an evil world we live in. And when we say world, we're talking about this system, the way that the world is operating. But guess what? You live on the earth too. What you going to do about it? You got rights. And God, the one made you. And if you following Jesus Christ, he got your back. Stand up. At least let Jesus, bring Jesus to the fight, man. At least let him fight for you. Come on. Don't be afraid. No, I got this. He's the Lion of Judah. Verse 23, 1 John chapter 2, verse 23 says, whoever denies the Son, yeah, Jesus, whoever denies Jesus, the same has not the Father, which is God the Almighty. That go for every religion that rejects Jesus and everybody else. You don't know God. If you're rejecting Jesus, you do not know God. You don't know the ways of God if you're rejecting Jesus. So close your religious books and pick this Bible up and get this Jesus like everybody else. Whosoever denies the Son, whoever denies the Son. Y'all gonna hear these same words. I'm talking about on Judgment Day. Whoever denied the Son, the same has not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son has the Father also. If you acknowledge Jesus, then you know God as Father. But it's by. It is Holy Ghost fire. Father, you hear me? You're preaching Jesus. You're preaching Holy Spirit. Get your glory, Father. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Whoever denies Jesus, the same has not the Father. God killed every religion right there. Whoever denies Jesus, every religion denies Jesus Christ, including Christianity. Why you say that? Because religion depends on your works and not Jesus and what he did and his works. That's what. Too busy, got faith, but ain't got no works. That's D-E-A-D to God. Whoever denies the Son, Jesus, the same has not the Father, God the Almighty. But he that acknowledges the Son, he that acknowledges Jesus, has the Father also. You want them lies? You want that lying? You want them to keep lying to you? You want to keep living the lies? Keep living your life according to the lies? Or you want the truth of this lion? The truth of this lion? The Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ. Let's go to the next scripture, 1 Peter. It should be right there in front of 1 John. Yeah. 2 Peter and 1 Peter. So go to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, we just getting started too. if we just getting started and it's this fire, I'm telling you, a lion ain't nothing to play with. And if man cannot handle lions, how the heezy we think we can handle God or sons of God? Mm-hmm. You are a son of God if you're following Jesus Christ. They don't handle you. We don't bow to nothing and nobody but God. Throw us in the fiery furnace, we still ain't bowing. Even in the fire, they still was standing up, and oh my goodness. Yeah, we don't bow down to nothing or nobody. Throw us in the lion's den, and throw us in prison, and God shook the whole jail, knocked everybody's shackles off, not just his people. Paul and Silas was in there praising God at midnight. He shook the whole jail, opened all the cells for every inmate. Don't play around, cuz. Opened all the cells for every inmate, knocked all the shackles off of every inmate, yeah. Forget inmate, every prisoner. Why y'all always got to make somebody mate? Roommate, my cellmate, inmate. See, that's homosexual, right? Mate, that ain't no mate of mine. This ain't Australia, matey. This ain't Australia, cuz. Got to watch what you're saying, man. This pagan language we speaking over here. But God, he get the truth, his spirit of truth, override all this pagan stuff. Because the pagan stuff's too intertwined into our nature. Too intertwined into your flesh. That's why you keep tripping out and fall short of God's glory. We over here in America, KKK, but God. We over here in USA standing for under Satan's authority, but God. Telling you, wear a mask, get a vaccine, and I'm continually, this is my third week, about to look at this football on Saturdays, college football. You know what I'm talking about? I enjoy it. But I'm looking at the crowd like, Dawn, where the mask at? Dawn, where the social distance at? Dawn. Who y'all talk? Who y'all lying to? Who y'all think ain't wait? Don't see this. Social distance. Put on a mask. Get the vaccine on every Saturday since this the third Saturday. I tell you, for me, this the third Saturday. I've been watching the college football. The crowds are in the building. Ain't no mask on nobody. It's rare. If you see one, it might be one person. You be like, Dawn, it's 80,000 people in here. One person with a mask on. It's 80,000 people here with a social distance. Ain't nowhere, but still kicking it to us. You better learn. I'm glad. Thank you for parents, father, that taught me to think for myself. You remember what I used to say? If everybody jump off a bridge, if they go jump off a bridge, you going to jump off of it too? If they go jump off a roof, you going to jump off of it too? What would you say? No, ma'am. No, sir. We going to do that. Dad! We not going to do that. Dad! Yeah, we not. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I blurted it out. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. I blurted it out again. 1 Peter, let's go. Chapter 5, something wrong with somebody. Say something wrong with him, but he right. Yes, sir. 1 Peter, chapter number 5. That was funny to me. Yes, sir. All right, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, be sober. Uh-oh. You're not drunk because, let's go deeper, okay? Drunk, when you're drunk, think about it, you have no self-control. Whatever does not give you self-control. Now, Jesus sipped on wine. He drank some wine. For real, he turned the water into wine. You, what? And then he said, the Son of Man come eating and drinking. That's what he said by himself. And they call him a glutton and a wine bibber. Like, Dawn, like, Jesus, you glutton. That's fat. That's overeating. He a glutton. He be eating and drinking. Jesus said wisdom is justified by his children. If I'm using my wine wisely, uh-oh, yes, sir, but right here, be sober. You better not lose control of yourself. Self-control comes from God. Anything that interferes with God is a problem. Be sober. Be vigilant. Have that defense. Vigilant. That's that warrior. That Jesus is Lord. That's warrior. All right? Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, that's why you got to have control. That's why you got to have self-control. That's why you got to be able to be thinking in your right mind. Because what? The devil ain't playing around. He, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. He's waiting for you to mess up. He's waiting for you to slip so he can devour you. He walking by. Look what a lion do. Be learn from Lion King. What she said? What Mufasa said to Simba, little bitty Simba? What you doing? What are you doing? Simba said, I'm pouncing. Yeah, he hiding in the grass, right? Pouncing. About to jump on the prey. Hold on. Let me show you how to do it, son. Yeah, Zazu, turn around. Yes, sir. Fire? Yes. Oh, okay. I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. But yeah. The lion, man. Pouncing. So as a lion, the devil, that's your adversary. That's my adversary. That's every human's adversary. Even if they rocking with Satan or hip-hopping with Satan, he's still their adversary. He can kill them the most. They speaking with the snake. He can kill them quick. At any time he decide they ain't no good, he kills it, right? That's go for the so-called superstars and everything. They sell they sold. As soon as he decide, all right, I ain't got no more use, kill their whole career, right? It's different from ones that get out the boxes like Lauryn Hill and Cat Williams. Shout out to you. You know what I'm talking about? Because they went out the boxes with, and they went to Jesus, though. You see what I'm saying? That's why you still don't be seeing Lauryn Hill and Cat Williams. Because they ain't pity-patting. They ain't, you know, they not lukewarm. They went with God. And if you go with God, okay, you can't be in his limelight. At the same time, you see the gospel singers tripping out. Skirt Franklin and the whole rest of them. Yeah, did he say Skirt? Yep. You see them tripping out, too. You see these pastors tripping out, too. They close their churches anyway. Anyway, I ain't got time to be talking about all them. But right here, let me help you out. Let's get help. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Be on your P's and Q's. Stay on point. Do not do anything that's going to take you out of your, off and put you off point, okay? Take you out of your mind. Get you out of your self-control, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to see who he can what? Devour. He ain't playing. He don't care about the ones who sold their soul to him. He don't care. He's showing up. Trying to stop the ones that love Jesus. But guess what? It ain't going to stop. He ain't going to stop us. Look at verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But the God, yes, sir, that the devil got to bow down to, the God, your God, my God, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a little while. Somebody say a while. After you have suffered a while. He's going to do something after you have suffered a while, right? I've been going through a little something for a little while now. This since September kicked in. But I understand how God working now, because year to year, for the last 3 years, he done taught me what he's been doing. Harvest, you about to get, this is how my calendar works, son. This harvest time coming up. 10th month, October, that's the harvest time for the kingdom. I've been working on something for 9 months in you. Yeah. What have God been doing in your life for the last 9 months? Okay, what that relationship with God been like for the last 9 months? He been doing something. He about to perfect it. He about to establish it, hallelujah. He about to strengthen it, and he about to settle us next month, beginning next month. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Yeah, I just read the scripture, the last part. Let me read it again. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect. The God of all grace going to make you perfect. After you suffered a while, he going to make you perfect. He going to establish you. He going to strengthen you, and he going to settle you. For life. That's what I'm talking about. But it's good. It's good. I think we need a break. Do we? We ain't taking none now. Take one. Okay, we're going to take one right quick. Be back in about 4 minutes. When Hip Hop Meets Christ, today's topic, lying or lying? Yeah, that's the proper way, right? Lying or lying. But we still be saying, man, that boy lying, man. That boy lying, girl, lying. She lying, he lying. I ain't even lying. And you, the person who say that, be the one that lie. Right? Lying. So then we be like, hey, man, I don't never see that lion at the zoo. Uh-oh. Yeah, but if you're going to say it right, going to say it right. Lying or lion. We'll be right back. We'll help out Mr. Christ.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sammy Sexo. You are now listening to the Back to the First Love mixtape by my boy Bravo. Let the redeemed of the Lord say what?
Lay out. I'm ready to take my city back to do it.
Children, yes sir, get it right, youngsters, you know what I'm talking about, let's go, alright, all the adults ain't messing it up for y'all, okay,
alright then,
for sure, that's what I'm talking about, hallelujah, some of us got Jesus, note those ones and follow those, yeah, notice those and follow those ones, follow their way, because their ways of God, man, you follow Jesus, man, you know what I'm talking about, alright, so, 1 Peter, we just finished that one. So, but the God of all grace,
who has called us unto his called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect. God will make you perfect. God will establish you. God is going to strengthen you, and God is going to settle you. And make sure you do the next verse says, to him be glory. Give him the glory. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Be taking dominion for him. Yeah, he gave us dominion over this earth, but not for us to dominate each other or to dominate it without him. Nah, it don't work like that. Next scripture, let's go. Job chapter 1. Lion or lion? Job chapter 1. We're starting at verse 6. We're going to look at the liar right quick. And the lion going to be in here too, though. So let's go. Job chapter 1. Verse 6 says, now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Who did it? The sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. They fit right there. They supposed to be presenting themselves before the Lord, the sons of God, his sons. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And the one that supposed to be there, look at this, and Satan came also among them. The sons of God are supposed to be there. Satan, he jealous. He envious. But he showed up, though. He wasn't even supposed to be there. Verse 7 says, and the Lord said unto Satan, yeah, let him handle Satan. The Lord, he handled Satan. But the Lord said unto Satan, where you coming from? Whence comes thou? Or where are you coming from? Whence comest thou? I'm reading from the King James Version. But the Holy Spirit is here, interpreting his word itself. How we talk these days. Where you coming from? Whence comest thou? Whence comest thou? Where you coming from? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth. Satan did what? He answered who? The Lord. Satan got an answer to the Lord just like you. All humans got an answer to the Lord. So, Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Where he going? He's going to and fro in where? In the earth, not hell. You got to know that the enemy is on the earth. And he's trying to take it over and take it away from us humans. Okay. In order for us to claim the authority back and dominion over Satan and sin, we got to become sons of God. How do you do that? You have to repent. Stop doing things your way. Go unto God. Bow down to God. Okay? Submit to God. Resist the devil. Make him flee. You have to take up your cross. You have to deny your selfish ways. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Your cross, that's your purpose. That's what he was here for. Your purpose that God put you here. Take up your purpose. Because it's going to be heavy just like that cross, cuz. I'm telling you. But it got so many benefits. Look at Jesus, bro. We still praising him. Yes, sir. All right. Job chapter number 1. Verse number 8 says, and the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Hast thou, or have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? Look at what the Lord saying about Job. You know, the Lord can say that about you too. Matter of fact, the Lord is saying that about you too. Ain't nobody else like you, cuz, in the earth. Yeah, get you some confidence, but get it from the right person. Get it from the right source. Well, matter of fact, get it from the source. Start believing what God says about you and start saying what God says about you. Yeah, you read this Bible, it's supposed to inspire you too. The Lord said that about Job, he's saying that about you too. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant? This my servant. Have you considered my servant Job? God is volunteering his servant. Sometimes we have to go through trials and tribulations, right? The suffering can't compare to the glory. We just read about the suffering, right? And how he going to establish you and perfect you and settle you, right? Okay. The Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Sometimes he volunteered you, your faith getting tested.
that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil, escheweth, deliberately avoids and deliberately rejects evil. He fears God, and he intentionally, deliberately, on purpose, avoids and rejects evil on purpose. Some people want to play around with evil, but Job ain't playing around with it. Yes, sir. He staying away from it on purpose, deliberately rejecting and avoiding evil. Do you do that? It's an evil-filled word. You better be deliberately avoiding and rejecting that mug. That mean, even if it means turning off the whole TV and the whole internet. I mean, for a little while, get it together, cuz. Get it together. For a little while. Okay, like stuff like social media. What the? You don't need that. You can go ahead and you know, be social with your real people. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be social through the computer. I don't care what they're saying. Mm-hmm. God made this earth. He made you and who you need to be social with. And you don't have to do it through no computer. But yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Job chapter number 1, verse 9 says, then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? They be having conversations about you. Me too. You know what I'm talking about? Is he serving you for nothing? Is she serving you for nothing? Has not you made a hedge about him? Yes, Satan knows that God got protection around you. Have you not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? You protected him. You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Get ready for the increase. I'm getting ready. You better get ready. Next month, it's happening. You follow Jesus. Let's get this increase starting next month. Starting. All right? You blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Yeah. Say no. God got to protect it. God got you protected. You done blessed him on every side. I know. He say no, that's because he knew God when he was Lucifer. But when he became evil, you don't know God no more. But he know that. That's how he worked, man. He asking God, does Job fear you for nothing? Make sure you are serving God for nothing. Not serving God for a house. Not serving God for a better job. Not serving God for a car. Serve God for nothing just because he is God. That's real servants of God. We sons of God. We already know. We ain't got to serve him for nothing. You know, for anything, should I say. For things. We seek him. And the things be added to it. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So, Revelation chapter 5. Let's go look at the lion. We just seen the liar. Let's go look at the lion, though. Revelation chapter 5. Starting at verse 1. We're moving right along. Revelation chapter 5. I'm not trying to do two parts, but if it happens, so be it. If we get it all in, hey, good. Revelation chapter 5, starting at verse 1. Is this good to you? Are you enjoying this? Is it like, good? Yeah, better than camel soup, you know what I'm talking about? Good. Now, I had some good soup, like some people that made the stuffing out of some soup now. I had some good soup now. Before. Now, you know, forget camels. It tastes better than camel. I'm talking about, but it'd be vegetables, and I don't know how they make it. You know what I'm talking about? Then they be putting meat in that thing, and the meat be all good, and ooh, yes, ooh, man. All right, where we going? Revelation 5. Yeah, we get this spiritual food right now. Revelation chapter 5. Starting at verse number 1. Let's have a look at the lion. Over lying. Revelation chapter 5 verse 1 says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, the one sitting on the throne is God. In his right hand I saw a book written within and on the backside. It's written in and out, right? Written in and on the back. It's sealed with seven seals or seven locks, locked up. And I saw a strong angel. A strong angel can't even get it open. Because I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, he's stressed now. Who in the world? You know how we do. It's the angel. Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? This say a strong angel. Angel strong. To us, all angels strong. Right? But this say a strong angel. So this is one of the angels that be working out right here. You work out in heaven. I'm going to be hanging with him a little bit. I'm going to hang with him. I work out a little, you know, hang out with the strong angels, you know. But yeah, man, so I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? It's seven seals on here. It's seven locks. I can't open down one of them. Who is worthy? And then here go man. Look at man. The angel couldn't handle it. He's stressed. Like, who in the world can open him up? He's a strong angel. Look at verse 3. Here go us, humans. And no man, stop looking to man for help. Stop looking to man like he got all the answers. And no man in heaven nor in earth, no man, no human in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Your help don't come from man. You got to look past man. Look to the one who created man, the one who created you. And I wept much because no man, we be crying because ain't nobody help me. Right? I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look their own. You should be hopeless when you look to man for help. Yeah, all your hopes should go out. You should be crying just like that. Even with 911. No man found worthy to help. They ain't open. They can't open the book. Mm-hmm. Verse 5 says, and one of the elders said unto me. See, if you look past man, right? It says, here go your hope. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. This is probably about the only place. It may be another place in here, but this is the only place that I know of that you'll see Jesus as presented as the Lion and the Lamb. Right here in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5 says, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Yeah, stop crying. Stop stressing. Behold, the Lion. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed. He already did it. Look to the one that already lived his life before, died and resurrected, swallowed death up in victory. Look to him. You know what I'm talking about? He'll reach you faster than 911. Remember, we got the doctors and stuff got to work on your body in parts to get you right. Uh-huh. Your body heal itself, but they got to work on you. Okay, anyway. But he's the Lion of Judah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And when Jesus started popping them locks, bro, he popping just like we be popping tags off of clothes. Yeah, he be popping them locks open. Bop, 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 bop. I'm talking about just open them. You got to keep reading to see that, all right? So verse 6 says, and behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb. He was just lying right there. And now the next verse talking about presenting him as a lamb. I seen lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. That's why he resurrected, because you can't kill the spirit of God. Seven eyes, seven horns, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And that's how you know you needed the Bible, because the Bible lets you know what's going on earth as well as in the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. And how you can get results in your life right now if we do things his way. It is by faith. We're in Revelation chapter 5 verse number 7 says, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So he came and took the book. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 12. Let's go. Let's look at the loser, the lying loser. Revelation chapter 12. We just looked at the lion, and let's go look at the lying Satan. Revelation chapter 12, go to verse 7. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 says, and there was war in heaven. There was war in heaven, not on earth, not in hell, but there was war in heaven. That's the first war right there. There was war in heaven first. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. This is where the dragon, Satan, got kicked out. Verse 9 says, and the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent, Genesis, remember? The old serpent from Genesis in the garden, called the devil, the old serpent. We also call him the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. That's what he did, deceived the whole world. But he himself was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Why do you think you're seeing so much evil? The devil on the earth, too. But guess what? You live on the earth, too. And guess what else? Jesus Christ lives through you because God's spirit is on the earth. And long as his spirit is on the earth, you do not have to bow down to no Satan. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Revelation chapter 12. Verse 10 says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. Yeah, that's a celebration because of what took place. Okay, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Now is come salvation. Don't be surprised if you get the salvation and strength coming next month. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. That's some good stuff right there. The kingdom of our God, the power of his Christ, salvation, strength. For the accuser of our brethren, this accuser is going to be cast down in this season. This next season we going into? Yeah. Or this time that we in, put it like that. I heard this apostle talking about that. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. It's time for him to be cast down and out, right? Which accused them before our God day and night. He done got cast down. Verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Celebrate. Yes, sir. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death, because that's what Satan tried to do, is threaten you with death. And if you don't love your life to death and you don't be afraid of death, if you don't love your life to death, that makes you not afraid of death. If Satan can't scare you with death, he ain't got no weapon to get you. That's his big gun. And if you ain't scared of his big gun, not that I ain't afraid of death, but just Jesus is the resurrection. That's why I'm not afraid. Because Jesus swallowed death up in victory. And oh yeah, and then tell Satan, yeah, you going to hell too, cuz. Yeah, hell gonna stir itself up for you, Satan. Remind him of Isaiah chapter 14. That's what really got me kicked off of YouTube. Isaiah 14, reminding that devil his end is in Isaiah chapter 14. The kings of the earth gonna be looking at him like, you the one? All your pomp, you the one that was made the nations weak? You down here with us? Yeah, uh-huh. That's what really got me got kicked off YouTube. We got that video taken off. You know what I'm talking about? The rest in problems, YouTube. Yep. So, verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. This is how you overcome the devil, by the blood of Jesus, the Lamb, and by the word of your testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. So, the blood of Jesus, your testimony, you keeping your faith in God, right? And then you not loving your life unto death. I'm not trying to stay here on this earth. Because that's what they doing. Don't you love your life? Don't you want to live longer on the earth? No, not really. I want to go when it's my time. And I'm ready to go to heaven now, really, to tell you, to be honest with you. But if God got something for me to do, I'm here. Because when it comes to him, I'm about whatever. Shout out to the homie Seven. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord. Yes, sir. John, let's go to John chapter 8. We got 7 minutes. I ain't going to even try to beat it, but we just going to keep it flowing, man. You know what I'm talking about? We may go over a little bit, but it's all good. It's all good. If you need to call in, call in. 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. Call in if you need to. If you want to continue to listen to this as we go into, you know, the overtime a little bit. Also, You can also go in the archives after we have recorded. So give us about an hour after we record, because sometimes we go over, and then they have to do what they do to make sure it's, you know, clear for you to listen to, right? So, yeah, about an hour after we go. But, yeah, 563-999-3702 if you want to continue to listen to this live. 563-999-3702, because we're about to cut off in 6 minutes from the live. Okay? The only way you'll be able to listen is through the phone. So, Revelation chapter 1, I'm sorry, don't go to John. Well, you can stay in John if you already went there. I got one thing I got to read over here. From the lion. Yes. The lion. It's in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. You don't have to go there. Stay in John chapter 8. We're about to go there, too. But I'm going to read one verse. Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 says, I am he that lives and was dead. Give me that celebration music back up in here. I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Forever, ever, and ever, ever, I am alive forevermore. Somebody say, Jesus is alive forevermore. And then say, amen. Yes, sir. And have the keys of hell and of death. Yes, sir. That's why we ain't afraid of death. Because Jesus got the keys of hell and death. He is the one that's living right now. He was dead, but he alive forevermore. God raised him up. We saying amen, just like him. He got the keys of hell and of death. Jesus is the Lord. That's what we saying. That's the lion. I told you, he about to roar. We ain't going to hear nothing else from the liar, in a minute. All right, he about to roar. John chapter 8. Let's go, John chapter 8. About to take him out. Take him out. Lion, take out the liars. Mm-hmm. Take out the lion one. The lion. It's going to take out the lying one. John chapter 8. Verse 36. Appreciate you tuning in. We still going in. John chapter 8, verse 36 says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. If you let Jesus make you free, you'll be free indeed. He ain't putting no burden on you like religion will do, make you depend on your own works, and then you can't even do it. He told us it's 10 commandments that we can't do. He gave to us, it's more than 10 commandments too, but the 10, let's stick with them. We can't even do 10 of them. He said if you break one of them, you're guilty of breaking all of them. But if the Son, if you let my Son, Jesus, set you free, hallelujah, I hear you, Father. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You shall be free indeed. Some people want to justify themselves. Talking about we Abraham's seed. Look at the next verse. I know that you are Abraham's seed. We black. Come on, man. He just told her ain't nobody else get hung on the tree but bad folk. Come on now. Look at this. You're not justified by that. I know that you are Abraham's seed. This is Jesus saying this. I know that you black and I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, though. Look at your heart, though. That's why your skin don't usher you in. Mm-mm. It don't orchestrate you in. If the Son do it, he gets you in there now, no matter what color your skin. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me. Because my word has no place in you. That's why they want to get rid of the truth. That's why they want to get somebody who preaching the truth off of YouTube. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because your word, the truth, God's word, has no place in them. They're ready to push Satan's agenda. Verse 38 says, I speak that which I have seen with my Father. I'm telling you what I know. I'm an expert in this field, too. I've been following Jesus Christ and reading his Bible and doing what it's saying and at least trying. You see what I'm saying? For the last 20 years of my life, God been making me. He been, you know, working on me. Yeah, for 20 years. That's an expert right there. 20 plus years. Come on, man. You don't get your well qualified. God did it. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Probably been studying law longer than Fauci. I know I've been doing this longer than Biden been president, and including him being over there with Oblabla. Yeah, now what? Yeah, mm-hmm. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. Verse 39, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. We black, girl. We blacker than black. We black. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham then, because Abraham had faith in God. Abraham believed God so much that God counted that as righteousness. Abraham is the one that God said, Abraham is my friend. That's where they get the song, I am a friend of God, because God said that about Abraham. That's my friend. God said Abraham is his friend. What he saying about you? If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me. You're trying to kill Jesus, which is God's son. The same God that say Abraham is his friend. But you seek to kill his son? How you Abraham see? When God said Abraham is my friend. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth? Y'all want to cut us off because it's the truth up in here, which I have heard of God? This Abraham didn't do that. You do the deeds of your father, Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. It ain't Abraham. Yeah, you do the deeds of your father, all right. They said, they said unto him, we be not born of fornication. We not born of fornication. What are you talking about? See, you want to justify yourself when God telling you you're wrong. But you want to justify yourself, though, right? We be not born of fornication. It says we have one father, even God. They lying, though. They lying. They are lying. Talking about God, their father. You want to kill his son, Jesus? Verse 42 says, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceed. Yeah, if God is your father, you love Jesus. That's how you check yourself. If God is your father, then you love Jesus. If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. I came from God, yes, sir. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me to YouTube. He sent Jesus to the world. You see what I'm saying? Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. That's why YouTube cut a brother off. I'm waiting for Facebook to do the stuff. I'm waiting for Instagram to do it. I'm waiting. Y'all sensitive, but I ain't finna, I'm not, God is not holding his truth back, and I ain't finna hold nothing back either. I'm gonna let him come on through me. I'm gonna get out of his way and let him rip the fire of God. Why do you not understand my speech? This is Jesus. He's telling the truth. And then he answered, even because you cannot hear my word. You don't even want to hear the truth. You are of your father, the devil. He went on ahead and let him know, this is your father, YouTube. This is your father. Y'all trying to justify yourself against what God is saying? Still rejecting Jesus? Well, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, so he didn't stay in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That's where all religions, philosophies, science, opinions, own understandings, etc. Right there. He comes from his own. He is a liar. He's the father of lies. And because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. You believe me not. Jesus is the truth. But you believe the lies, huh? Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe? Tell me what I did wrong. What did I do that was so evil? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Jesus asked them, point it out. He that is of God hears God's words. You, therefore, hear them not, because you are not of God. They of their father, the devil. So don't think that's your friend. Don't go facing the devil with this Christianity stuff. Face the devil with the authority that was given to you by Jesus, your Lord. Proverbs chapter 28. Let's get it. Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs chapter 28. I think I'm going to do this one. And we just do a part two. It'll be short. Let me see. Yeah, we'll just do a part two next time. And that's what it's looking like. All right, so, 2 Corinthians, no, Proverbs chapter 28, I'm sorry. Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs chapter 28. We'll pause right here. We'll end it right here, and we'll continue next time. So it will be a part two. So Proverbs chapter 28. One verse from over here. Proverbs chapter number 28, verse 1 says, the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Yeah, he ain't want to give too much roaring, but we're going to continue the roaring next time for part two. The Lion's Roar. I might name it that. I like that. The Lion's Roar. Yeah, I like that. When hip-hop meets the Christ. So today's topic, lying or lion? That was real good. When we come back next week, we'll finish it up. The Lion's Roar. When hip-hop meets the Christ, your homie Oasis, appreciate you tuning in. Get at you next time. Peace.
But this time I brought the band and singers with me. Let's give it to them, y'all. Hey, can we go? Take my riches, take my fame. Take the microphone, take the stage. Take my glory, take my name. Take it away. Suffer now, later will rain. And that applies to the sanctum when it gets the crane. Life is hard, but I miss the pain. Late fight hard, we anticipate. That's great day. With God applause, there'll be no remorse and no shame. Everything you thought lost to regain, and you get rewards because you behave. Let me make it plain, all of the faithful saints to get paid, to prove your commitment to God is not vain, and we'll get to enter the joy of our King when I see you.
Ain't no cakewalk, bruh. Strap up.
When it comes to war zone out here, baby. You'll never forsake me, so it's you.
Shots fired.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever.
We riding.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you. I'm doubting never.
Till I cash in, because you found your boy in that trash bin, where they bang the block and let the banger pop, and that thing so hot it make glass bin. I'm diving deep when I splash in, you in the driver's seat, I'm latched in, my college street, knowledge deep, I got a scholarship. Pac-10, but I'm wrapped in eternal passion. You took the wrath of sin upon Calvary, so I go hard for these souls. Lord, and ain't tripping off of my salary. This galaxy is your palace. We try to challenge you, but that's a fallacy. We take part in sin because the darkened hearts of men are hardening like a callous bee. But when you part the winds and time starts to bend, the trumpet's blowing and the harps will blend. You round us up and then you march us in. Everybody gonna be shaking like Parkinson's. It's a dirty fight, but my jury's right, cause my verdict's Christ, so I'm serving life. I'm killing flesh and I murder mics. I rep the word of life till I'm murdered twice.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord. I'm about whatever, Lord. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
Whatever,
Lord.
Hey, Seth, bruh, you ain't never lied, man. This faith walk ain't no cakewalk. This the hardest thing you gon' do in your life. Anybody can act a fool, but can you be a real man and walk in love?
Yeah. Come on.
Love, then it's action to back it up. And ain't no giving up, no packing up. Cause there's still days that I get to acting up. But then I
repent and head back to love.
Back to love, right back to Christ. Get cleansed in the blood brought back to life. Cause this walk is gonna come with some sacrifice. And there's still days I feel like I'm shacking dice. All shook up, a little something like Presley. And money crossing clothes, man, that stuff don't oppress me. The devil they use that, it's like feel like Wesley. But it was his love that God used to arrest me. Now I'm all in, hell's up. I got my boots on the ground, waking hell up. Rolling with the only one that won't fail you. Just mention his name to open and sell up. Yeshua, Yehoshua, Yahweh, he's the one to give you rest after a hard day. About whatever, whenever, whatever my God say. Rolling with the Trinity, three the hard way. And when the cards played, royal flush. Rolling with the king of hearts, no destroying us. Matt 28, great commission been deploying us. And we about to trample on anything that's poisonous.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt